This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It's the 15th of November, 2021. We've got the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Aren't we all loving that confusion with macro mode on the latest iPhone 13? Well, that confusion might be coming to an end if the beta goes forward. Yes, an iOS 15.2 beta. Looks like they're making the iPhone 13 Pro's macro mode simple by just adding a button to let you turn it on and off. Now, spotted by the folks over there at 9to5 Mac, what we see is an icon which looks like a little flower and basically pops up whenever you're close enough to an object to take a macro photo, giving you the option to easily switch back and forth. Something a lot of people have not liked, that automatic transition of macro mode in the new phone. It should be making it into the final release when Apple does send us the new OS. Crossing our fingers, anyways. Hey, speaking of fixes, those of you out there on Windows 11, yeah, there's some coming. I said some, I didn't say everything. Now, actually, last week, Microsoft rolled out a new build to those over there on the Windows Insiders. And that build added a whole bunch of new sharing options to the taskbar, plus fixing a whole bunch of headaches. One of the major issues it looks like it fixed is the search indexer.exe, making it stop responding during a dismount operation in the remote desktop environment. They also seem to have fixed the issue that affects the system memory management units, or SMMU for short, when it's doing the fault of handling after hibernation. Also updated the start menu's ease of access folder. It's been named to accessibility, and it's been done to match the naming standard across Windows 11. All in all, the new build includes over 60 plus new fixes. Yes, you heard that correctly, 60. And if you can believe it or not, there's still a lot more to go. At least Microsoft's starting to tackle it. So it's probably best you spend at least half of your Monday getting those things installed. PC version, Grand Theft Auto. Everybody's excited. Well, calm down. Yes, the remastered Grand Theft Auto trilogy for the PC, and Rockstar has pulled it. Most people are seeing at the Rockstar Games website saying this title is currently unavailable in your country or region. And you wouldn't be alone. It's not available in any country or region. Now, of course, if you're on a console, say Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch digital stores, you should have no problem purchasing the copy. And those of you out there that said, hey, wait a minute, I managed to buy it for the PC. Well, yes, you did. You're one of the lucky few that got it before it disappeared. However, though, if you boot up your system now, you might realize you can't play it. Now, what we're hearing is causing the issue with the PC side. The Rockstar launcher has been out of commission, and we're now going on about 48 hours. However, though, we did get a statement from Rockstar saying they are working hard on it and should be up within the next few hours. So by the time you're listening to this show, hopefully things will be smooth sailing. Finally, did you just purchase that new Tesla and saying, woo, everything just looks so great, it's so electrified, where the hell's the USB ports? Well, if you are wondering where your USB ports are, you shall wonder no more, because you apparently didn't get them. Yes, it appears Tesla is delivering some electric vehicles without USB ports. Why on earth would they be doing this? Well, apparently it's due to chip shortages. Yes, it seems the Model 3 and the Model Y buyers are getting their electric vehicles without the USB-C ports in the center console. Now, most customers we've heard have been alerted to the issue, though some have not. So when they got their vehicle, they were a bit surprised if I can't charge my phone. Now, this hasn't been clarified yet, but we have heard Tesla will install the missing connectors in December once supplies pick back up. That's not official, though. We're only getting that word from some customers that said that that's what they were told. And unfortunately, right now, Tesla, they've stopped responding to requests for comment on the issue, saying that expect something from their PR team sometime this week. Well, for those of us out there that USB juice is life, we shall wait in anticipation. A story no one else is listening, well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website of the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com, is of course where you find this show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. You can also find us on Facebook too at British Tech Network, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join the BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will happily be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, and we will get you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Monday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.